Joining us, as he does every other week, is our co-host here in the morning edition, Brendan King, State Preservation Law Offices. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Excellent, man.
Good,
excellent.
Yeah. Just it's nice to roll in from that long weekend. I always say the best thing about a long weekend is the short work week.
Yeah, that's right. It goes awfully quick, right?
Yeah.
You know, here we are. We're Thursday, and we make it through it tomorrow. It's great.
Yeah.
It's another perk. It's like a bonus.
That's right.
On top of it all.
But we work all the time, so what's the difference, right?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the last weekend, to last weekend, I talked to the lawyers and estate planners and financial people and all these people that work very hard, long hours and constantly. And it seemed like so many people I talked to were staying home and decompressing.
Yeah.
The family's doing this, we're doing this, right. We're going here, we're going to the beach. It seemed like more people were saying to me, family.
That's right.
I'm going to see the family.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the family.
That's right.
You know, they're coming home. The kids are in bed at night usually during the week. It was like family, stay home, decompress.
Yeah.
Backyard, that's it.
That's right. Do a little catch up with the family. Maybe even do a little catch up with some files at night or something like that. Basically just decompress because you can't stay that wound up and stay that intense for that long. You know?
Well, we've been seeing that. I mean, the productivity in the country is up, but not because we're producing more. We're producing the same with less work hours,
right?
The companies have cut back and so forth, but there's a burnout factor coming.
That's right.
In there.
Yeah,
but I think to a degree that some businesses, American businesses, and we're seeing this, we see some jobs coming back. We had 19,000 jobs in Massachusetts last month, but we're seeing some jobs come back, but I don't think as fast as we'd like, for one.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is that corporate America has said maybe we're a little bloated.
Yeah,
maybe we don't actually need the payroll that we had.
Right. Once the trim down happens, then they figure, well, it's still happening. We're still getting stuff done.
We got to put some people, we got to take pressure off, but not back to our ranks.
Right.
And the people I talk to in the employment businesses, that place people and they do temp, they're having a very good time right now.
Yeah, I bet they are.
You know, because the people can bring in, it's a lot easier to bring the temp on. It's easy to get rid of the temp.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say get rid of the temp, but it's easier to stop that contract and roll back if you don't need it. So we'll see how things unroll. But, the job creation here that we picked up in Massachusetts, you've got to remember, tourism is number two industry in the state.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
so, biotech and then tourism.
Okay.
So you figure, of course, April, May, these are times, that all of the duck tours and the trolley tours, right, and the ice cream joints and the clam shacks and all of these things that are for the summer have opened. So I could see where a lot of the jobs came.
Yeah.
But we lose them in October.
That's right. They're kind of seasonal.
But
if they can make enough money in that season, so be it, I guess.
Oh, I have friends that they do their year on the Cape. I mean, that's it. I mean, they're three months, 4 months. They're down in Florida or they're doing nothing. They got to make their year, in 8 months.
Right, it's a big deal. The thing I appreciate about having the job that we do is it's more spread out and you don't have that time pressure. It seems like a nice thing, but you're not enjoying those summer months.
Your cycle is a little more controlled.
And you have a bad season. If you get an El Nino type of summer or something like that, and it goes away the dodo.
Or the waters off the coast are oil infested.
That's right. Do we know any of those?
And and if things don't happen in the Gulf, I got to tell you, it will reach our coast.
Right.
It will hit Nantucket. It will hit Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
It's following the Gulf Stream.
It's just amazing. What a mess.
I mean, the headlines yesterday, worst case scenario, December. Imagine that.
I can't get my head around what takes so long to get that stuff done. I know it's a huge deal and there's a way you got to do it, but I just don't get it.
The old Soviet Union had five wells do the same thing, and they have since the 60s. They've used implosion tactics to stop it before. We haven't done that. Attorney King, I can only assume that BP figures they want to tap that oil again.
Mm.
Is why they're not permanently sealing it up. That they
it's
want to figure
be.
Out
yeah.
how do we stop it,
right.
But yet then go back and get the oil again.
That's right.
Otherwise, why don't you just drop a ton, literally tons of cement on top of it? And I mean, it's a mile
and
down.
So be it. Right.
So be it.
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, at one point, we're going
to. It's hard to dig through that ton to get back at it.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
you know, and they'd have to go somewhere else. So, so why aren't you doing that? Whatever it takes, and I'm assuming that the solution's going to permanently cut it off from us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're talking if we don't do anything, there's so much oil there, it will just go for decades.
Wow,
it will literally just keep coming out.
Wow,
we've hit the gusher on it, and that's it.
Right.
I mean, so yeah. So what do you let it run until? I mean, we would have black oceans.
You know? And I don't think that'd be good for tourism.
No, no.
You
no
can see that anywhere.
Yeah, you could see. But yeah, yeah. You don't need to be too bright for that one.
Right,
here.
Right.
All right, excellent. We're going to take a break, check in with sports. Brendan King, attorney with the State Preservation Law Offices. Of course, you're located in Worcester on Elm Street.
That's right. Right.
Near Elm, halfway between Elm and...
That's right, right in between Park Ave and Main Street, which is a nice location, right in between the two commercial centers of the city.
Yeah. You got a big Grecian festival coming up,
that's right.
Right?
Right down the corner. Right there on the corner.
The Greek Orthodox Church is there, right at the Elm Park.
A lot of festivals now, because also the Irish Music Festival's coming, I think, next weekend.
And partying in the city.
That's right, yeah.
Let's tell people how they can reach you by telephone.
Sure.
Over there on Elm Street in Worcester.
It's 508-751-5010, 508-751-5010, or on the web, www.estatepreservationlaw.com. www.estatepreservationlaw.com.
All right, 15 and a half minutes after the hour here in the Money Matters Morning Edition, 65 degrees outside of our Southbridge studio.
This morning, a person reached out and another stepped up. Sue led the active older adults in an exciting exercise class at the YMCA in downtown Southbridge. Not only was this a terrific opportunity to meet old friends and make new acquaintances, those attending noticed they felt stronger and that their balance is improving. This happened today. It'll happen tomorrow. It's happening here, there, and right down the street. We are living the United Way in Southbridge, Sturbridge, and Charlton. We are realizing that the way we live our lives can impact the way others live theirs, their education, their income, even their health. We are responding to our neighbors in need. We collectively impact the communities where we live and work. So do something, any little something, as long as it's something. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. United Way of Southbridge, Sturbridge, and Charlton. Making a difference in our backyard.
This is Money Matters Morning Edition. Time now for a look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Carl Bean. This is the Money Matters Morning Edition, brought to you by Yankee Spirits, Route 20 in Sturbridge. Red Sox win, beating Oakland 6-4. Daisuke had a rough first, gave up three. After that, he was terrific, going 6 2/3 innings and walked nobody. David Ortiz, a three-run homer in the fifth. Dustin Pedroia says this is what the big fella's been doing lately.
He's looked great for a while. All his swings look good. That was a really nice piece of hitting. I mean, he stayed through that ball and drove it, so it's a huge home run for us.
Afternoon game today to close out the homestand. It will be Tim Wakefield on the mound. Ken Griffey Jr. retired abruptly from the Mariners, ends up with 630 home runs, only six guys to hit over six. Bonds, Aaron Ruth, Willie Mays, and Sammy Sosa. Griffey said he was hitting 184 and just not doing it anymore and decided that's enough. Hall of Famer for sure. In Detroit, Tiger pitcher Armando Galarraga had a perfect game for 8 2/3 innings. Last play, grounded a first. He covered, stepped on the bag. Umpire Jim Joyce said, safe. Terrible call. Replay said he was very, very out. The kid loses the no-hitter. Jim Joyce apologized profusely after the game. Said, I felt awful about this call. Celtics getting ready for game one with the Lakers Thursday night. This has been the Money Matters Morning Edition, brought to you by Yankee Spirits, Route 20 in Sturbridge. I'm Carl Bean.
Bottles of wine, rare and fine, and inexpensive too. Cases of beer, strange or weird, classic, local, or new. Spirits galore from ceiling to floor, at prices you'd find at the outlets. We have three locations in Massachusetts. Stop by a Yankee Spirit.
Yankee Spirits, exit 3B off I-84, exit 9 off Mass Pike, Route 20 in Sturbridge.
The Spirit 970 Restaurant Guide welcomes you to Central Massachusetts South at the crossroads of New England. Are you looking for good food and good times? You'll find both at some of the best restaurants anywhere. Zorba's Pizzeria and Tavern, 132 Sturbridge Road, Route 20 in Charlton. They have a senior menu available Monday through Wednesday, including soup, salad, and entree, coffee, or tea. There's an all-you-can-eat Greek roasted chicken on Thursday with ziti and sauce, roasted potatoes or fries, and coleslaw. Zorba's Pizzeria and Tavern, go relax on their outdoor garden fish patio.
All right, welcome back. 19 and a half minutes after the hour here in the Morning Matter. Money, yeah. Wow. Wow. You know, Money Matters Morning Edition.
One of those mornings.
It is.
You know, I get behind a school bus and, you know, and you're having trouble getting the words out.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you know, I tossed and turned. It was one of those nights last night. Couldn't get down, you know, and as the night goes on and gets later, for me, because I get up at like 3:30, you start to get nervous, like, oh man, if I fall asleep, I'm gonna. So when it gets to be midnight and you haven't fallen asleep, forget it. It's self perpetuating.
When
now.
You get up at like that, so I get up at a similar time. You know, I'm ready for lunch now. You know,
absolutely. If you go to lunch at 10:30 and you're ready to have, you know, a cocktail, people are like, are you kidding me? This is like 2 in the afternoon.
That's
to
right.
Me, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not that I have cocktails with lunch.
No, never.
But 65 degrees outside of our Southbridge studios. I just don't have lunch.
That's right. That's
just
right.
At the cocktails.
That's right.
20 and a half minutes after the hour. Brendan King, Esquire. It actually says this on my paper.
Oh, does it really?
It says Esquire.
Well, thank you. It's very formal. It's all pomp and circumstance. That's what I'm about, you know.
Oh, that's old common law, right? From England.
That's right.
It's England.
That's right.
You don't do the wig and stuff. But yeah.
They're barristers, and there's another
barristers.
One. Barristers, and there's another name it's another type of lawyer that's over there. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah, well, different title, like they practice differently.
Different,
and,
yeah.
And the other thing in London, in England, in Britain, the notary public here. Is notary. I'm
sure,
a notary.
Sure.
You know? In England, a notary is almost a type of lawyer.
That's right.
It's a
big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I'm sure they get some sort of badge or something.
In something, yeah. I mean, so, you know, because you travel over there, and if it comes up in conversation, oh, yeah, I'm a notary public.
Right.
Meaning here, it's a 7-year term.
You're
sworn in and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if everybody understands what a notary, but it's you don't practice law by any means in a stretch of imagination.
Right,
but
right.
It's much different over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the terminology. Yeah. And, you know, I think you see some of that even in the terms around here. I think what a sheriff and deputies mean here versus down south or a constable.
You know, I'm a constable in a couple of communities in Massachusetts. And you know, so, again, you go over there, that's like saying, with the state police.
That's
right. It's equivalent over there.
Yeah.
And here, I mean, constable, we serve papers.
Sure.
You know, some warrants and stuff like that, but it's very different over there, the terms. But Esquire, it actually says Esquire in front of me. It's,
I think I wrote that, or my mom did.
Your mom sent that in. Make sure, Brendan is Esquire.
Why doesn't Joe ever say Esquire? Make sure he says that.
Yeah, absolutely. How long have you been practicing, by the way?
I've been practicing. I passed
and
the bar.
And when are you going to get it right?
No, I keep trying. You know, it's so one of these days I'll get it perfect.
Yeah.
You know, in 97 was the year I was sworn into the bar, you know, and I started practicing in that at the end of that year. But I was still actually, believe it or not, continuing to go to school. I had passed the bar, but I was getting my LLM in tax, which is a master's in tax. From BU Law School while I was practicing at the same time.
Yeah.
So, this is one of those areas where the more knowledge, the better, you know.
Right.
And especially tax stuff. Tax touches everything. It's amazing. You know, you can't do anything without having a tax consequence. And people want to know about it, too.
Yeah.
You know, if I do this,
well,
what are the tax
before.
Consequences? Yeah, exactly. They don't want to know after. Yeah. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, right. Now you tell me. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, and we've talked a lot with business and consultants, and I think that one of the most important things if you start a business is to do all of that discussion and consulting first, like what entity or vehicle to use. Are you going to be sole proprietor, partnership, LLC, which has become popular.
That's
as
right.
Of late.
Yeah. Right?
People like the LLCs.
Absolutely.
Or corporation, you know, straight corporation or you know, is it going to be
S or C
corporation.
That's right.
So, I mean, in the tax, and a lot of it has to do really with the tax.
That's right.
How it's structured.
That's right.
You're going to pay tax twice because you're paying it corporate and then you're going to pay it on distribution.
You know, when you take it out as a dividend, sure, yeah.
You know, so all these things, and I think that's the first step. I mean, after you figure it out what widget you're going to make, you know, what is it that you're going to do?
That's right.
Before you start, is well, what entity, what vehicle?
That's right.
Are we going to use?
That's right, and it's a huge part of it. And a lot of times, what I'll do is it's easy for me to set it up with the state any which way, but I'll always have the conversation with the accountant first because a lot of times they'll be doing the business already. So I'll talk to their accountant and say, hey, listen, I could set this up, but you're going to have to be doing the returns and talking to the client from now until, the end of the business. And what do you think? And we talk about tax, but, that being one of the things, but also, flexibility, feasibility, what are they doing to your point, self-employment issues and all that stuff that kind of gets involved there. But, it's a big deal.
And then, of course, the crossover with the estate planning because, if you are self-employed, right, you have the options of contributing to that retirement both as an employee and both as your employer.
That's right.
Right, so you can really maximize what you're putting in for retirement because you're doing it from both ends.
That's right. That's right. Retirement concerns, business succession concerns. How are who's going to hold the stock after? Is it a closely held business? Or is it something where you're going to have two types of shares and you can't get into S corporations if you do that? So there's a lot to consider.
And the other part that a lot of times that I think that people neglect to do is put in place an exit strategy.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you want to retire? What are you going to do when you want to sell?
Yeah.
Can you sell? I mean, you don't want to either decide that you need to sell or you're going to sell and have no strategy in place.
Yeah.
Because it's a fire sale.
That's right. It's business succession planning is a very big part of estate planning. I mean, a lot of people have a small business, and for most people, it's kind of where they put their blood, sweat, and tears. Their efforts and what they think is the most valuable part of their estate. And so, exit strategies, business succession strategies, creating a market for your shares, a buy sell agreement, is important. And a lot of people don't think of that. Because you're so busy with your business from day to day.
Yeah. And you're not thinking about the day when you walk away from it.
That's right.
That's not even in the realm of what you're doing.
That's right.
I mean, you're just moving forward. But I think an exit strategy is always an important part of what you're doing.
It is. And particularly, who do you want to run the business? A lot of people think that, my kids will run it. But maybe they don't.
Yeah.
Maybe they just want to work for the business.
Sometimes that gene skips a
A lot of times
too,
it does.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of times it does.
It doesn't overplay. And there's something about that business that was built by the first generation, or maybe it's the second generation at that point, but maybe when you get to the second or third generation, it was a little easy. It was all done. The hard work was done.
They really, not cracking on them, just saying
they don't know the hard work that was put in,
sacrifices
to make the business successful. So they think it's we got cash reserves and business is fine and lines of credit, and they don't understand what established all that.
I think you're right. I think a lot of times you'll see by that end of the second, maybe even third generation, the business starts to, not to be what it once was when it was first being built.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are exceptions. I mean, we know there's a furniture store in the state here that the sons really ran with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Warren Buffett owns it now, but they sold it, right? The Joe and Broy sold it off. But they took it to a level that dad... Never.
You would have thought.
So.
Yeah, and I think I was thinking the same thing the other day. I was watching those Purdue commercials, and remember the father.
The father and
the son has a great sense of humor.
Yeah,
I mean, he comes on and does these things with chickens.
Gladys, no candy bars.
That's right.
Yeah, there's an old story that in the radio business about him coming up into the Boston market.
Yeah.
Many years ago, and walking into an old station that, we can't say the call letters, but Jess Kane,
who's
a legend in the business, and we lost him a couple of years ago, was on the morning, and he came in and walked in the radio station, and we're talking like 5:30 in the morning, and nobody's there but the morning guy and the news guy, right? And he walks out in the lobby, and he's like, can I help you? And he says, I'm Frank Perdue, and it means nothing. to anyone, right? Right. He's some southerner with chicken farms at this point, and right. says, I'm here to do some advertising. Jess says, well, nobody can really help you, but you can come hang out and have a cup of coffee till somebody in the office comes
yeah.
in. And that's how Frank's got his first commercial in this market on.
Isn't that great?
Was at that station with Jess Kane and,
yeah.
and walked in and talk about, you know, he did radio.
Yeah.
Launched that business, actually.
Right. It's amazing.
Way before the yeah. TV stuff did. But, yeah, in the sense of, oh, we got Ernie Buck Jr.
Yeah.
You know, has brought the Bach company to $1.1 billion.
Well, that's just it. You know, if you can get that double combination, the first generation that kind of builds it, and then coming up with that second, you know, it's like having a great lineup. You know, you get a good team, and you get a very strong, and you get build a dynasty around that.
Ernie Buck Jr. Yeah. is on everything. Come on down. He kept the come on down. And, I mean, back, 50 years ago, his father used to smash the windshields with the hammer.
Yeah, you remember that stuff.
Prices. Yeah, I was 6 years old when he used to have those commercials.
You know, they need more taglines on stuff. You remember, like, you know, buy Menon and stuff like that. As a kid, I'd watch that stuff, and that stuff sticks, you know, with that. I don't hear too much anymore.
Right.
You know,
who came up with plop, plop, fizz, fizz?
Oh, what a relief.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I used to love to watch that. One of my favorite shows as a kid was Bewitched, because the ad game. Stevens was in advertising.
That's right.
And I used to get a kick out of that. But we're going to take a break for news here on the Money Matters Morning Edition, 29 and a half minutes after the hour. Stick with us here on the Money Matters Morning Edition. Check us out online, WESO970.com.
Walking with Dinosaurs, the Arena Spectacular, the biggest event in 65 million years. Coming June 18th through 20th at DCU Center in Worcester. See dinosaurs come to life before your eyes. Raptors, Torosaurus, Stegosaurus, the Brachiosaurus, the gigantic T-Rex, and many more. The most innovative piece of entertainment ever to hit Worcester. Reserve seat tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and all Ticketmaster outlets.
APS Automotive, family-owned and operated since 1972, offers the most competitive rates for service and quality pre-owned vehicles far below any competitor. Whether your needs are the first car, the second family car, or an upgrade to a high-end reliable car, Steve Falcone and his staff will provide you the attention and effort you deserve. APS Automotive, located on Route 12 in Auburn, can meet the challenges of slow and poor credit with program cars and buy-here, pay-here programs. Call or stop by APS Automotive, 823 Southbridge Street, Auburn. That's Route 12. Call 508-832-2866 or click APSauto.net.
Howlett Lumber, with two great locations in Charlton and Holland, is your one-stop home center. With Benjamin Moore custom color matching, they will match any color to help brighten your world. Benjamin Moore paint is reformulated to resist fading and withstand everything from New England's blazing sun to its most frigid days. Your home will always look great with the fresh new look of Benjamin Moore paint. It's easier than you think with a little help from your friends at Howlett Lumber. Howlett Lumber, Route 20 in Charlton, East Springfield Road, Holland. Howlett Lumber, remember the name.
The Logo Shop does it all, for business, for sports teams, for organizations, for church groups. The Logo Shop is the one place that does it all. The pros at the Logo Shop will guarantee quality work, and it's on time and it's on budget. Tom and John are always ready to sit with you and discuss your needs to make sure it's exactly what you want. Top quality embroidery and screen printing. The Logo Shop, 125 Mossy Street, Southbridge. Call them, 508-764-3100.
Hey, this is Tony V, comedian extraordinaire. And I don't know what you're doing, but stop it and listen to Joe on Money Matters. What's up?
Good morning, Joe Mangiacarti, Money Matters Morning Edition, Thursday, June 3rd. Let's take a look at headlines. Well, the Boston City Council is meeting to address the contract that grants firefighters a 19% pay raise. At least three city council members say that they cannot vote for the contract without significant concessions. The council must decide whether to accept or reject a package of wage hikes and random drug and alcohol testing provisions. The mayor says the package would cost the city of Boston $74 million. Former State Senator Diane Wilkinson has agreed to plead guilty in a corruption case, prosecutors claim. Wilkinson, a Boston Democrat, took $23,500 in bribes to help get a liquor license for a nightclub and for helping an undercover agent posing as a businessman who wanted to develop state property. Well, in Southbridge, a 20-year-old man will appear in Dudley District Court next week on a rape allegation. Thompson Jubin will be arraigned on June 11th after probable cause was found on Monday. Mr. Jubin was not arrested. The alleged incident occurred at his apartment. According to a police report, the woman came to his apartment willingly and there was consensual contact, but the woman said she told Mr. Jubin to stop before he had sex with her.
And in Auburn, for the second time this spring, B&B Leasing Corporation of Worcester has won the bid to run the driving range at 541 Southbridge Street, which is owned by the Auburn Water District. And in Worcester, a 37-year-old male clerk working at the mobile station on Grafton Street was shot in the abdomen during a holdup about 2:30 in the morning. The clerk had worked there for about the past 6 months and is in stable condition. And Kerry Bell, 63 years old, a former Shrewsbury man, was sentenced to time served and placed on probation yesterday after pleading guilty to possessing child pornography and being found guilty of failing to register as a sex offender. He was sentenced to two concurrent state prison terms of 4.5 to 5 years, retroactive to March 25, 2004, the day he was arrested in Worcester after agreeing to pay an undercover police officer $200 to let him have sex with a fictitious 4-year-old girl. The officer said was her foster child. Let's take a look at lottery numbers. Daily number drawn 5883. Evening number drawn 8026. Powerball number drawn 419, 1439, 4338, and the mega player there 4. Bigger bucks numbers drawn 139, 14, 21, and 37. I'm Joe Mantricotti, Money Matters, Morning Edition. Good morning, Thursday, June 3rd. Let's take a look at the weather. Today, mostly cloudy. Areas of fog early this morning will be burning off. We'll have temperatures in the low 80s. And tonight, cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, becoming a little sunny in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. And for Friday night, clouds move back in. We'll have temperatures in the lower 60s. And for Saturday, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms are likely. And looking to Saturday, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly in the afternoon. It'll be humid with highs in the upper 70s. I'm Joe Mantricotti, Money Matters, Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Joe Mantricotti, Money Matters, Morning Edition. Thursday, June 3rd, 2010. Let's take a look at the financial indexes. At the close of the business day yesterday, Dow rallied, closing up 225 at 10,249, NASDAQ at 2281, S&P at 1,098, 10-year bonds stopped trading at 3.334, oil up $1.17, trading at $74.03 a barrel, gold up $1.70, $1,222.20 an ounce. Gasoline prices are moving up in the Boston area. Today, 275. Yesterday, 273. A week ago, 279. 1 month ago, 288. And 1 year ago, 1 gallon of regular gasoline in the Boston area, $2.50. Now let's take a look at the markets as they open around the world.
In London, the FTSE 100 is up 1.8%. The DAX in Germany, 1.75% higher. The Paris CAC, 2.5% higher. Overnight in Asia, the Nikkei 225 rose 3.25%. The Hang Seng was up 1.6% for the session. The Shanghai Composite Index was lower, down 0.75%. And the dollar index, lower, down 0.25%. The euro is stronger this morning, $1.2294.
Are the odds against you or someone you care about facing an upcoming civil or criminal court battle, being wrongly accused, harassed, or victimized? See what the privilege of having strong evidence and information can bring to providing the victory that belongs to you or a loved one. Put the power of our investigative agency behind you. For more information, call for a free consultation. Clandestine Investigative Services, 1-877-HIRE-PI-2, 877-447-3742, or on the web at cisandassociates.com. Clandestine Investigative Services, toll-free 877-447-3742. Clandestine Investigative Services is a licensed and bonded Massachusetts private detective agency, available 24/7 at 877-447-3742.
Craving comfort foods like homemade meatloaf, Canadian meat pie, soups, and chowder? Then come to Fidel's Coffee Shop and Restaurant, 13 Central Street, Southbridge. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy breakfast all day, every day. Fidel's is now open for dinner, Thursdays and Fridays from 4 to 8 p.m. On Thursdays, choose any two dinners from the specialty menu for just $11.99. Get hooked on fresh fish every Friday. Fidel's. Where friends go to meet their friends.
All right, 38 and a half minutes after the hour here in the Money Matters Morning Edition. In studio with us, co-host every other week, Brendan King, Esquire. Estate Preservation Law offices on Elm Street in Worcester, and of course on the World Wide Web, Brendan.
www.estatepreservationlaw.com. www.estatepreservationlaw.com.
What do we want to talk about today?
We've been
Did you want to talk about something?
Well, it's funny because last time we were talking, you know, we started to talk about special needs trusts, and you were telling me, I think on break, you know, your experience with them and your experience with special needs individuals and some of the benefits. And so what I thought we could do is maybe just, you know, share our experiences with, you know, those individuals out there who, you know, may know or may want to contribute
I'll recap. I mean, my experience was in the sense that I was an adult foster foster house for adults through DMR, Department of Mental Retardation.
Sure.
These were adults who were under the DMR care or supervision, but they were also clients of some human some services like Tri Valley and certain ones out there that take care of this, and they kind of administer. You got Seven Hills, who does the daycare and that kind of thing. So the way that they work that is, and I'm also licensed as a foster parent for kids.
Okay.
Yet I can't get a dog, by the way. Have you ever heard this with Kathy?
I have not heard this story.
I've had this choked up and trying to get adopt a dog, right? You fill out all this paperwork, right? I'm licensed and they're ready to give me a kid, but I can't get a dog. I've gone to go on the thing.
We need some references here, Joe.
Exactly, right? Kathy said she'll give me a dog. So she had Marco in here this morning from Compatible Care.
Oh, cool.
A beautiful, beautiful European shepherd.
Oh, nice.
Great dog. He was came in for a little
while. Those dogs, was it a German shepherd from Europe?
Yes.
I've noticed, and I've seen it before, that the actual German shepherds are much bigger than the ones you see here, which they're big enough here, but I mean, I know that they're serious about, obviously, their dogs
and
over there.
His coat's called Sable.
Oh, wow.
Very unique. Yeah. It's not that the black with the brown bow tie chest.
Right.
It's beautiful coat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great disposition. So anyway, Marco is in with Kathy Menard today. But I can't get a dog. But anyway, I had done this through Tri Valley was the service. And the way that had worked is that they were typically on SSI.
Right.
So they had an income there. You know, we'd have to administer that, and they would pay a certain percentage for room and board. There was a stipend paid by, say, Tri Valley coming through MassHealth.
Okay.
By the way, and there were things you had to watch. We could never let them have more than $2,000.
Correct. Yeah.
In an account.
Right.
Part of working with them as the foster home was, taking them to banking.
Sure.
And teaching them the banking and having them do their banking and do their shopping. Yep. But if they got to that $2,000, and they would get there, is you'd have to go spend down.
That's right.
Let's go get some clothes, a new TV or
That's
DVD
right.
or something. Usually they had, you know, something in mind.
Yeah,
they
right.
would decide they wanted. And some of the clients were a lot simpler to please than
sure.
others.
Sure, yeah. Video games or
I had experience with this Kevin who was just fascinated with fire police and all of that.
Yeah.
So,
well, who isn't? I mean, fire trucks are cool.
Yeah, they are cool, right? Yeah, they would. The firemen in Park Ave would often come back from a fire to find him sitting in the kitchen.
Yeah,
but he wanted scanners.
Yeah,
and as scanners got more sophisticated, it was harder to get scanners.
Sure.
To listen, but
right.
this was his thing. So you know, he always had something like that. But it was interesting because you were teaching life skills, but you had to watch that they couldn't have so much money. But oftentimes, the clients would have family who would provide for them. Kevin had a brother who did very well and fly him out to the Midwest for a vacation.
Sure.
And send money for clothes
right.
and send money for all kinds of things. Now, I never knew if he was just paying that out of it or if there was one case, a friend of mine who also did this, who had a female client, an older woman, whose family was very wealthy.
Yeah.
They had set money aside, and I don't know the vehicle or structure.
Sure.
Unfortunately, they kind of felt that they, I guess, met obligation by setting money aside, not so much time.
Yeah,
they really kind of wrote off, unfortunately.
Sure, unfortunately, yeah.
But there was money
available for anything she ever needed.
That's right. And that's really what, you know, what these trusts, and it's probably a trust when you think of the vehicle. It's probably what we call a special needs or a supplemental needs trust. They've become a lot, I think, better known than what we saw in the old days. I think what happens in the old days, because of that $2,000 limit that SSI has, you can't cross it or you start to lose your benefits. And of course, a lot of times the bigger issue with losing SSI is you lose the MassHealth. And the MassHealth is really the thing a lot of times that you want. I mean, the SSI, of course, is very helpful, and it's supposed to be for, you know, food and shelter. But there's a lot of other things that you need to pay for. Vacations, you know, trips, CD players, or, you know, the things that, I mean, think of how much money we blow on a daily basis on non-food or shelter issues. Yeah. And it's a lot. And I think in the old days what we used to see is parents would omit their children to keep them on benefits, you know, and they're really, you know, it's almost a salt in the wound. You have a special needs child. You
almost disown them.
Yeah, you know. So
you don't leave them anything.
That's
because
right.
Because it would... Then it actually did more damage.
That's right. And now what I think a lot of people are more aware of are these trusts, and what you can actually do is make them a beneficiary of these trusts, and that the assets in them can be used to supplement all the things that SSI and, you know, does not cover, which is, as we mentioned, is a lot of different things. And that amount of money in there can last for their entire lifetime, and then after that point it can go to the other kids or the other kids' kids or what have you. But it really is a nice pool of assets that allows the child to maintain their government benefits, so they're not getting kicked off programs, which is really the intent, yet still have a lot of other things to benefit their life, like trips and vacations and that sort of thing. So
now what are some of the particulars of that kind of trust? I mean, we've heard about the trust, and you know, there's a trustee, the beneficiaries, but this is a trust set up for the benefit of.
That's right.
The verbiage used?
Yeah, for the benefit of the special needs individual. I keep saying child, but most times a lot of people are leaving things for their child, and child doesn't necessarily mean minor. You're always a child. So
now, does that provide a regular stipend, or it's there if they need something? Because that's not considered income, correct?
Correct. If it's paid out properly.
Right.
So that's
the key.
That's the key, is to have a trustee who knows how to pay out and what to pay out for.
All right. Let's examine what that is in the particulars of it. We're going to take a quick break here, check in with the world of sports and Carl Bean on the Money Matters Morning Edition.
Gather up the whole family on Saturday, June 5th for Southbridge Fest 2010. Be part of the celebration of Southbridge's rich heritage from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Southbridge Fest is a rain or shine event that will have a parade beginning at 11 a.m., former American Idol contestant Ayla Brown performing at noon, live bands playing all day long, a food court with delicious cuisine, a kids' fun zone, plenty of local crafters, artisans, vendors, and street performers, and much, much more. Taking place in the center of Southbridge, right on Main Street, Southbridge Fest 2010 promises to be fun for the entire family. For more information, call 508-347-2761. Again, that's 508-347-2761. Southbridge Fest organizers sincerely thank Platinum sponsor, the United Lens Company, and Gold sponsors, Country Bank for Savings, Incom, and Southbridge Savings Bank, as well as Silver sponsors, Savers Bank, Southbridge Credit Union, Southbridge Hotel, and Yankee Spirits. Southbridge Fest 2010, Saturday, June 5th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Money Matters Morning Edition. Time now for a look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Carl Bean. This is the Money Matters Morning Edition, brought to you by Howlett Lumber, with two convenient locations, Route 20 in Charlton and East Brimfield Road in Holland. Howlett Lumber is where your friends are. Red Sox win, beating Oakland 6-4. David Ortiz, a 3-run homer. And also a great performance by Dice K. He didn't walk anybody, went 6 2/3, gave up 3 in the 1st, and that was it. Sox get a win. This afternoon, Tim Wakefield closes out the homestand. Junior Griffey retired from the Mariners in baseball abruptly. Ends up with 630 home runs, one of only six to cross the 600 barrier. First ballot Hall of Famer. Bonds, Aaron, Ruth, Sosa, and Mays, the other ones. Armando Galarraga had a no-hitter. In fact, a perfect game for 8 2/3 innings for the Tigers. Tigers have never had a perfect game in their long history. Ground ball to first, throw to the pitcher covering, and he is, Jim Joyce said, safe. Oh, my. Bad call. Replays afterwards. Bad call. Jim Joyce saw the replay, and he was absolutely crushed and apologized to the pitcher for ruining the kid's perfect game. Celtics getting ready for Game 1 against the Lakers tomorrow night.
This has been the Money Matters Morning Edition, brought to you by Howlett Lumber, with two convenient locations, Route 20 in Charlton and East Brimfield Road in Holland. Howlett Lumber is where your friends are. I'm Carl Bean.
Money Matters Morning Edition, weekdays 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Join me, Joe Mangiacardi, and co-host Rich Dingus every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m. North Point Mortgage, 508-347-0010. 508-347-0010.
What kind of bump are you taking to non-owner occupied?
Fairly significant right now, and you're usually having to bring 20, 25% down, and you're seeing interest rates that are going to be a half a percent to as high as a percent higher than the going rates, depending on the scenario, and if it's a multifamily versus a single family.
That's a good bump. I mean, it didn't used to be that significant.
No, it wasn't.
So is this all because, again, the whole tightening of
higher risk,
the pendulum, the risky factor here.
Yeah, people will walk from their investment before they'll walk from their primary residence.
Sure.
The roof over their heads.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that
Money Matters Morning Edition, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., only on the Money Matters Radio Network affiliate, WESO AM 970.
It's must reading and a real page-turner this season. The summer issue of Worcester Living, the Telegram and Gazette's lifestyle magazine of central Massachusetts. In this latest edition, kitchen designers find ways to go green in the most popular room of your house. Homeowners in Paxton showcase their lovely gardens. Learn about a Princeton backyard stargazer, plus meet the chef at Haiku, a Worcester sushi bar and restaurant. Also, check out our wedding features on brides and grooms who give back to charity and the latest in Mother of the Bride fashions. Don't miss Worcester Living's summer issue and vote online for the best of Worcester Living. And as always, view scenes from the area's social gatherings in Worcester Living's regular feature, Out and About. Find it all in Worcester Living's summer issue at bookstores and select fine locations near you. To subscribe, go to WorcesterLiving.com or call 1-800-922-8200. Worcester Living is the media sponsor of the upcoming wedding event of the year at Union Station June 13th. Mark your calendar.
Minutes after the hour, 9 before 9 o'clock here on the Money Matters Morning Edition, 67 degrees, so temperature's clearly climbing up there, Brendan, as we get closer to the 10 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, we're looking at lower 80s.
I'm not going to complain about that.
No. I'm okay with the little showers in the middle. Unfortunately, we'll get a little sun on Saturday. But there is chance of maybe a thunderstorm.
More decompression for this weekend.
More decompression. Humid, though.
Oh, is it really?
If you don't get the ACs in, why don't you do it while it's still comfortable?
I hate putting those things in. They're so awkward.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, you know, I don't think they could build them.
I don't have
them
to do that anyway. I went from the house to the condo thing.
So I was at Central there. Yeah.
I don't get to do that.
No, that's good.
I love that.
Yeah.
And that's
a good deal.
Yeah.
Because I've always kicked that around as I'm, you know, wrenching my back on this front forward heavy.
Yeah.
You know,
jamming. You're afraid it's going to fall out the window.
Right.
You're like, hold it. You're like, yeah, because that's all I need. It's this 120 pound thing falling out and forget it.
And there's a statistic out there as to how many people die each year, you know, from those things. And every time I'm walking through New York City in the summer, I always looking up and you get the drops on you. And you're like, yikes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And I had offices downtown.
Yeah.
And the rule was that we had AC window ACs, and I was only on the second floor.
Right,
but I had a guy come in to put these metal attach them to the building. Reinforced so that it wasn't just resting on the window.
Right,
like there was another metal stand under it.
Okay, good idea.
The city of Worcester had a building.
Did you get that thing patented or
no? That's the city required.
Oh, that was
that to
okay.
Happen. It made perfect sense.
Yeah, it does.
Because, people walking in and out of the coffee shop right under the window, you know.
You know, that thin brown extension cord is not going to hold it in.
I tied it on the leg.
Right.
So the chair goes out the window.
Right. Yeah,
it comes down on him. Awesome. All right. It's State Preservation Law Offices, Brendan King, Esquire. Let's tell people again how to reach you in the office. Old school. People still dial numbers.
That's right. 508-751-5010. 508-751-5010.
And on the World Wide Web.
And www.estatepreservationlaw.com. www.estatepreservationlaw.com.
We were talking about special trust or trust for special needs. And it's a way that parents can make sure that their child who has special needs stays on, you know, on the rolls, their
That's
entitlements.
Right.
They get the SSI, and they either in the group homes and in. My experience in this was, you know, the foster, and this was a program started, I think, 25 years ago, to place, to get them out of a group home setting and nursing home setting and place them with families.
Yeah.
And the goal is that they came in and it became part of your family. I mean,
right.
You know, and the stuff about, you talking about the money stuff, right?
Yeah.
You end up spending your own money on your client because they do become
That's
part
right.
of your family. They come to your family functions
That's right.
and all of that. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you end up buying them clothes that you think they're going to like. You know?
Right,
you,
of course.
You do buy them the stuff. My last client was an older gentleman who you know, he had his things that he liked and made him happy. And,
right.
You know, and so you got them. And,
That's
and,
right.
You know, and talk about... you know, I know that he was special needs, but every once in a while, it was fascinating to talk. This is someone born in 1921,
right.
Brendan, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, he would talk about history and times and things, yeah. and you were getting it from his perspective.
Right.
And, you know, he was sent off to the, you know, boys' school
right.
when he was
right.
young.
Right.
He says, out in the woods, you know, and he told me the stories about how many kids tried to run away and
sure.
either died in the woods
yeah.
trying to find a place or came back and lost feet or toes.
To oh, wow.
Frostbite.
Yeah.
You know, this is in the 30s.
Sure.
40s.
Different time.
Very different time. And, you know, there was TVs on, and all of a sudden, a little clip of John Kennedy comes on, you know, right. quoting, you know, they played something, and immediately he was right back to 1960 telling me about how he was elected president and all about Kennedy
and all the facts.
How he remembered all
right.
this and how he was assassinated and the day he was assassinated.
Yeah.
And here's this living history.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
It was really
very
great.
Factual,
yeah.
very focused on certain things and
right.
the facts and things will trigger. It's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would come out. And so he was a great experience. He, you know, he ended up. You asked what happened. You know, he had gotten ill. Long story short, went to the hospital to get straightened up, but he went to rehab. And
yeah.
what happened is, in the time that he was in rehab, he got to the point that he needed a, you know, two-person transfer,
right.
Hoi lifts, and things of that nature, that it was too involved to come back
right.
home.
Oh, yeah.
So he's actually around the corner in a group home type of thing with
sure.
the nurses, and they do have two-person lifts and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's
sometimes you got to make those adjustments, and you know, things change. And
yeah.
and I think, you know, the point that we were making earlier, I think what you know, we want to let all our listeners know is that, you know, you don't, things do change, and we're not in the days where, you know, you omit these children, you know, in your will or even otherwise. But
how old is this vehicle? I mean, was that trust always around, or did it kind of somebody say, hey, based on tax codes and what's there, we can actually create this kind of trust? I mean,
well,
how did it come to
you? Know, you know, it's one of those things where I think the whole use and idea of a trust is, you know, we were talking of somewhere along the break about the Kennedys, and I think the whole idea of trust in general for use for the quote-unquote common man has been a relatively new, you know, new thing. Just, you know, you look back at some of the older wills that had trust inside the will that, you know, we'll review for probate court. They're still, you know, under the jurisdiction of the probate court. You actually see the trust in the will. And these people had millions and millions of dollars, and everyone else just used wills. But these days, a lot of people use trust. I mean, we use trust for people who, for, you know, I guess what you would say, the people who don't get hit by estate taxes than people who do. There's a lot more people coming in wanting them for Medicaid planning or who have special needs children that want to set them up. Or so the whole idea, I think, of the trust in general for other uses other than, you know, transferring huge amounts of wealth is a relatively new concept,
yeah.
probably in the past few decades.
And I think that some of those people, the Kennedys, Rockefellers,
yeah.
Vanderbilts, whatever, the old men realize, you know, we're going to preserve the wealth.
Right.
This is a way to transfer.
That's right.
They get the benefit of the wealth, but they can't blow it.
Yes, that's right.
They can't
keep it in the family.
Get rid of the family fortune.
Yeah.
So we're gonna make a vehicle. We're gonna let it pay them out. They're never gonna worry about anything.
Yeah.
But they can't get rid of it.
That's right.
They can't blow it.
Can't alienate it. You can't. They're not gonna sell their beneficial interest for a bunch of scratch tickets.
Yeah. You know. And they preserve the family name and the legacy. And I think that's you know a lot of because. Yeah. Here in real estate, I've dealt with situations where there's been a piece of property in the same family for four or five generations.
Yeah.
They keep changing the trustee, but they never actually the deed never got transferred.
That's right.
The trust has owned it for 150 years.
Right. Right. And trust can continue on and on. And you know, there is in this state a rule against perpetuity. You can't keep things in trust forever. But and you'll see in a lot of different states, they've gotten rid of that rule. You know, you can set up a trust in Nevada for 1,000 years. I mean, can you imagine me drafting a trust right now that's going to be around in 1,000 years? Yeah. How do you even begin to know what's going to happen in 1,000 years?
Yeah.
So how do you draft it?
All right. Excellent. Brendan King, Esquire, Estate Preservation Law Offices. Again, 508-751-5010. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you in a couple weeks.
Absolutely, Joe. Look forward to it.